While everyone's attention was drawn away by Mount Redoubt's eruption, Mother Nature took the opportunity to dump 2 feet of snow on Kodiak. From member station KMXT, Jay Barrett has more.
Much of Kodiak was essentially shut down after one of the biggest winter storms on record hit the island. More than a foot of snow has fallen since midnight, according to the National Weather Service in Kodiak, with almost 2 feet total since early Monday. The all-time total for this date is 17.8 inches in 1956. The State Department of Transportation reported an avalanche Monday night blocking the Chiniak Highway just past the Coast Guard base, cutting Bell's Flats residents off from town. One lane was reopened by 7:30 this morning, and it was cleared completely a couple hours later. Deputy Kodiak Harbor Master Lon White said one small boat sank at downtown St. Paul Harbor because of the snow load, and several others were in peril of going under as well. The snow was so bad during the height of the storm overnight that White said it was impossible for the 4x4 harbor trucks to even make it to St. Herman Harbor on Near Island. He said the harbor crew is digging out like everyone else. Even the major arterials going through town are barely 2 lanes wide. But it's not just offices and schools that have been shut down due to the storm. Many residents find themselves trapped at home by the snow, which was whipped into 5, 6, or even 7-foot drifts by the 50-mile-an-hour winds, burying cars and making driveways impassable. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.
The severe weather is not over for Kodiak. The National Weather Service this afternoon issued a flood watch for Kodiak City that will go into effect tomorrow morning.